It was Palm Sunday, but because of a sore throat, little Johnny had to stay home with a babysitter. When the family returned home, they were all carrying their palm branches. Little Johnny asked them what they were for. The father said, "People held them over Jesus' head as he walked by." Little Johnny got upset and said, "Wouldn't you know it, the one Sunday I don't go and he shows up." Well, as you know, Jesus shows up every Sunday, and he comes to us in the most special way, the Holy Eucharist, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. Today is, of course, a very special day. It's called Palm Sunday, also known as Passion Sunday, since we read the Passion. This year was St. Matthew's account of the Lord's Passion and Death. And it begins Holy Week, the holiest week of the year. And today we go back with our palm branches, and we place these palm branches in our home. They're blessed sacramental, so we place them behind a crucifix, or we place them behind the picture of the Sacred Heart enthroned in our house. And it reminds us that we are acknowledging Jesus Christ as our Lord and God, as our Messiah, as our King. We don't want to be like the people of 2,000 years ago that when they were given a choice, they chose Barabbas over Jesus. But, of course, isn't that what we do whenever we sin? Whenever we sin, we choose a Barabbas over Jesus. We choose something over Christ. And what do we say to Christ? Crucify him. Crucify him. So these palm branches are to remind us that we're called to acknowledge Christ as King and Messiah. And when faced with a choice, we always choose Christ over Barabbas. I always like to reflect for a moment on Palm Sunday and contrast it to what would happen 5 days later on Good Friday. See, on Palm Sunday, there was a mountain called the Mount of Olives, and Jesus came down in triumph from the Mount of Olives. On Good Friday, there was another mountain, and that would be Mount Calvary, where Christ would be crucified. Today, he is carried in honor by a donkey down the Mount of Olives. On Good Friday, he himself will be carrying a wooden cross. Today, people lay their cloaks at the feet of Jesus. 5 days from now, he'll be stripped of his garments. Today, the crowd waves palm branches. In 5 days, they'll be throwing stones at him. Today, people shout, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." The same people 5 days from now will shout, "Crucify him, crucify him." Today, Jesus is treated with honor and praise, and people shout, "He is the King of Israel." But 5 days from now, he'll be detested and scorned, and people will shout, "We have no king but Caesar." Today, he's surrounded by his closest friends. On Friday, he'll be abandoned by everyone except his mother. On Palm Sunday, we know Jesus was just anointed with perfume that cost 300 silver pieces. But 5 days from now, he'll be sold for 30 pieces of silver, one-tenth of the price of that perfume. So today, the green palm branches will be transformed 5 days from now into the dried wood of the cross. And the beautiful flowers that adorned the Lord as he entered Jerusalem will be replaced by the crown of thorns. So today we begin the holiest of weeks, and I encourage you to enter into this Holy Week with a great spirit of prayer and reparation. I encourage you to take advantage of the sacrament of confession. We have confessions Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning, you know, Wednesday night, as well as Good Friday from 11 to 3, Holy Saturday morning, 9:30 to 12. So take advantage of that opportunity to make a good and holy confession before Easter. Participate in the special events that we have. In fact, this week on Tuesday night, we'll have an evening of sacred music with international Irish tenor Mark Forrest. Mark will be here to lead us in reflections and meditations and sing beautiful sacred music while we have Jesus exposed in the Blessed Sacrament and Eucharistic Adoration. If you've never been to it, it's one of the highlights of the year where we carry the Blessed Sacrament and the monstrance throughout the church and bless people with the Lord in Eucharistic Adoration and Procession. Tuesday night, 7:30 to 9. And of course, the big events are the sacred liturgies, the 12 noon Good Friday Stations of the Cross, Holy Thursday night, 7:30 Mass of the Lord's Supper. We ask all of our 250 altar boys to show up on Holy Thursday for the washing of the feet. Well, I'm not going to wash all 250 feet, that's for sure. But we always pick 12, and it reminds us of encouraging us to pray for vocations to the priesthood and religious life from our own altar boys. And then on Good Friday in the evening, we'll have our evening service, Holy Communion, veneration of the cross, reading of the Passion. And actually on Good Friday also, we show the movie, The Passion of the Christ, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in St. Patrick's Hall. And then on Holy Saturday, we'll bless the Easter baskets at 12 noon. If you have any Easter food you want blessed, bring it at 12 noon. Place it in the vestibule. We'll bless all the food. And of course, the culmination is the Easter Vigil, Saturday night at 8:30, where many people will be baptized and confirmed and received into the church and receive their first Holy Communion. So I encourage you to pray for all of our catechumens and candidates this week as they prepare to receive the sacraments.